So the storyteller just kept laughing, ignoring the irate bastard as if he didn't exist and wasn't worth coyote piss if he did. But this guy did exist, and actually, he'd gotten under the storyteller's skin, which really wasn't advisable, was it? Eventually, he drifted behind Alexis, as if chastened and remorseful, and then he followed. The mook's black convertible got off two exits later. So did he. And this wasn't in the story. He was improvising now. He continued to trail the convertible's taillights up into the Hollywood Hills, onto a side road, and then up another steep hill. He wondered if the driver of the Lexus had spotted him by now. Just to be sure he did, he started honking and didn't stop for the next half mile or so. Figured the other guy might be getting a little spooked by now. He sure would if it were him, especially if he knew who he had hassled down on the freeway. Then he pulled out and started to pass the convertible. This was the coolest goddamn scene yet. He had all the windows open in his car, wind whipping through. The driver of the Lexus stared over at him, and he wasn't cursing or flipping him the bird anymore. Now who was showing a little remorse? The storyteller's right hand came up, aimed, and he fired four times into the other driver's face. And then he watched the convertible veer into the rocky wall on the side of the road, carom off, swerve back onto the road, then hit the rocks again. Then nothing. The annoying bastard was dead, wasn't he? Deserved it too, the asshole. The shame of it, the pity, was that sooner or later this killing had to stop. At least that was the grand plan. That was the story.